a foretaste of the joy that God has in store for those who love Him. But I don't want to finish this meditation without being very clear. And there is no happiness here on earth without the cross. Let's be honest. Let's be open. Certainly, God wants us to be happy. And doing His will on earth is the surest guarantee of happiness this side of heavenly beatitude. Yes. But I've counseled too many souls. I've struggled with too many people near despair. Not know what I'm saying. What we need, and whatever else you do during these days of the retreat, be sure you see clearly how the cross is part of God's mysterious will in our lives. Yes, He wants us to be happy. Indeed, very happy. But our happiness is conditional, and the price we have to pay is the price that Christ paid. Namely, He carried His cross, and He wants us to carry ours. Lord Jesus, as we begin this retreat, we ask You to enlighten us about two things especially. To see in our lives what makes us unhappy. Because, dear Savior, our unhappiness is somehow due to our unwillingness to carry Your cross. Teach us, therefore, to love Your cross. But then, dear Savior, to be sure that by loving the cross, not only shall we be deeply, deeply happy in our own lives, but with Your grace, You will bring souls to that heavenly destiny for which we were made. Jesus, we adore Thee and we bless Thee because by Thy cross You have redeemed the world, but You want us to join our cross with Yours, in cooperating with You in Your redemption of a sinful human race. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
mercy.
Blessed art thou among women,
and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
O Mary, conceived without sin,
pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.